It's Thursday and time for letters. News and Notes' Tony Cox sat down with editor Sasha Woodruff to get a pulse on what listeners are saying.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what are our folks saying this week?
Well, we got some letters about our series on criminal justice. Last week, we focused on issues surrounding the institution of prisons. Jessica Dawson in Northampton, Massachusetts, wrote us this.
As the partner of a person who has had the unfortunate experience of being stuck in the prison system, I can say with some experience that it is not a system which has been designed to rehabilitate its inmates or parolees. Going through the parole and probation system with my partner has opened my eyes to how insurmountable the obstacles to regaining an independent life can be after a period of incarceration. Thank you for shining some light on the issue.
Last week, we did a segment on gay marriage. We talked to writer Terrence Heath, who supports the legalization of same-sex unions. And to get perspective on the other side, we talked to Bishop Harry Jackson, who was against gay marriage. Listener Lena Wolf wrote in to say she didn't appreciate Jackson's comments.
Don't we hear enough of this bigotry in the mainstream media all the time? Would you consider airing the voice of a blatantly racist public figure on the show? I would think that would be too offensive, and rightfully so. Why not hold the same standard for homophobia? Honestly, the approach you've taken is not balanced journalism.
And finally, we got some heat for our weekly sports segment. Listener Jane Burton in St. Louis, Missouri, wrote in to say she wasn't a fan. I love Farai's clear and incisive questions and intelligent guests. I listen every evening. I'm so disappointed to hear 10 minutes worth of discussion about sports tonight. Has this been a regular feature? I expect more of you. Our poor quality local news in St. Louis frequently makes sports its main story, or worse, weather and crime. Please continue to focus on topics important to all of us. That's what we value about your program.
Well, thanks, Jane, and you know, I couldn't agree with you more. We want to focus on topics important to all of us as well, and believe it or not, that includes sports for people who like to follow it. Come on, Jane, be open-minded. What happens in sports often mirrors what's happening in the rest of the world.
And that's it for letters. Thank you for your letters, and please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That was Tony Cox reading letters with editor Sasha Woodruff. That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, we finish our month-long series on the criminal justice system with a look at the death penalty.